Princess and the Great Santa Search by Nathan Hobby, illustrated by Jonathan Hobby. Read by Kyle. The word was wrapped in a blanket of white, everything soft and sparkly bright. It was coming up quick. The best time of year, that magical season, all children hold dear. Some kids were busy dodging snowballs or lined up to see Santa at the malls. Others made lists with pencil and pad, hoping they hadn't been horribly bad. Priscilla, of course, was out on the ice trying to master the triple toe splice. Then Brittany, who was skating, was really clip-clopping, suggested they pack it in and go shopping. Outside the Precious Princess Boutique, Christmas fever was researching its peak. Shoppers buzzed like a hive full of bees, planting boxes stacked up high at trees. Corollers sang at the tops of their lungs, or tweeter tiptoe getting ornaments hung. The air was a waft with puddings and cakes, but whenever they turned, stood Santa Claus, oh, fakes. Look at that one, Priscilla nodded, loaded with wonder. His beard is coming off. What is a terrible blunder? And that's one too skinny. Who is fooling? These Santas don't pass. That was their reeling. Imagine meeting the real Mr. Claus. That'd be amazing. Physical said with applause. Then it hit her like a sock full of coal. We can't, she cried. He lives at the North Pole. The bright prince that just had to sleep over with her, of course, came more of a clover. Those girls were up giggling way past late, but that's what planning a trip's all about. North Pole. When the midnight hour was finally at hand, they drifted away into the sugar plum land and dreamed it all cozy and curled up in bed. Off the seal, Santa Claus and their venture ahead. Come morning, those girls arose with the sun and fool up on cocoa and cinnamon buns. Then straight away they started to pack. So much wheat was needed, not a second to slack. Snow pants, hats, mittens, and coats. Little pink candies for something to soothe sore throats. They whipped up a sack of PBJJs and the thrums of cocoa, very permanent. Camera, radio, and sunscreen too, please. Camp host, map, and gross country kids. Take only the basics, that was their cry. Cured through, there's no telling what two girls might need. Bentria's dog, Fluffball, was being to go. Old Fluffers, they figured it was made of snow. The air was no snipping, but the scare. Sky crystal clear, said P. Perfect weather, said B. Yes, my dear, they strapped on their ski without further audio and pointed them north to find the snow pool. Fluffball, the brave hunter, flea led and crossed the windy wilds they spread. Sometimes they stopped to study the map, gulp down in the cocoa strap. Sometimes they pretended to be in a movie, processing for pictures and acting all goofy. The North Country preachers were quite a surprise. like the Snowball Bunny was a disguise, or the blue blubber bird who uses its wings mostly for pointing while laughing at things, the Umbrella Snow Girl would be a really real scare if she wasn't too busy always grooming her hair. At 10 degrees north, they met an old little man who called himself Jan of the Faraway Clan. Bundled its in furs and scratching its fleas, he had a strange smell like ripping cheese. Jan stood pointing it to the west. "Hear my words now, for Jan, just behold the blackness beginning to form. You ye must turn back for the 50-year storm." "Turn back? No way!" those girls set a goal. They wouldn't turn back. They would reach the North Pole. Soon the stern sky billowed with clouds and snow castled in great sweeping shrouds. But then up ahead they could see plain the pole that Possum then most honored name. The North Pole! There it stood, straight and true, but as for old Santa, wasn't a clue. No sign of elves, no workshop, no sleigh. It was a bit disappointing so late in the day. And still, the storm worsened. The hot cocoa froze. Icicles dangled out of the end of each nose. The radio with the man proved Jan had been right. A class 7 squirrel at the North Pole tonight. Well, physical's upbeat and Brittany's is too. They kept their smiles. What else could they do? But they had to get going, get out of there quick, through not before pass. Posting for one final pick. Homeward, that hasty group set their sights. Anger for the warmth of town's twinkling lights. On Main Street, they heard the dinner bells chime and called out together, "Yippee! Right on time!" After 3 servings of Christmas Eve soup, they sapped away, strength began to renew. With 2 cups of milk and cookies to dip, they slipped off to look at the pics of their trip. And what did you find in the North Pole Zone? Brittany asked, holding her pretended microphone. The animals, said Physical, acting the part, are right at the top of the ordinary chart. For Kris Kringle, he had run amok. It only thought Storm hadn't run amok. "But wait!" she cried out. "What is this?" "Here in the background, something you missed. Zoom in!" said Brittany. "Let's get a look!" And there, what they saw could not be mistook. Though it was blurry and fuzzy and gray, they made out 8 reindeer pulling a sleigh and driving the sleigh, although very dim, was right there to see. "Look, look, it's him! Santa!" they gasped together with an A, almost unable to believe what they saw. "We were so close, he was right there, the real Santa Claus, up in the air!" It was all so announcing, incredible sight. What a perfectly magical Christmas Eve night. There's no better feeling than Santa can bring. "Merry Christmas to all," they started to sing. That night, as Physical was all snuggled in, pulling the covers right up to her chin, she could imagine Santa so clear.
noon.